This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Imagine teenagers memorizing scripture, wide, big swaths of scripture. We had some of the national tournament-bound Bible quizzers join us in the Family Life radio studios recently.
To prepare for a Bible quiz, usually I set before the season starts my goals for memorizing for the year, and then quiz by quiz, I memorize the material I need for that specific quiz. So it takes a lot of time just to memorize and then also to review and keep it up.
Your goals, do those change from year to year? You've done this before.
Yeah, so from year to year, the material we're memorizing changes. This year is Paul's epistles. So I decided to memorize about half of them. Last year was the book of Acts, and I also did about half of that.
Word for word memorization.
Absolutely, word for word.
What's that like for you folks when you first started to the point you're at right now that, wow, I'm amazed I could do it. Oh, I was confident. It was hard effort.
At first, when I first started Bible quizzing, we went, the Sorters and Cures invited us, and my mom told us, wow, that is amazing. I'm like, I want to do this so bad. So I knew I could do it because through him, I can do all things. And I knew that it was what God wanted us to do. It's really tough, but it's worth it in the end.
Tell us about the benefits of that. What is the result of you being a part of Bible quizzing?
My dad will be talking to us at dinner. We'll have family dinners, and we'll be talking about one specific thing. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I know a verse about that. Like, say we're talking about God's grace. I'm like, Ephesians 2:8, I know that one. It's really cool just to be able to list those off, not only in family dinners, but also being able to witness to others. It's really cool just to have that with you.
Let's talk about the skill it takes to doing that. You are memorizing big, giant New Testament letters, paragraph by paragraph by paragraph. Who's really good at other kinds of memorization? You're able to memorize things from science classes or multiplication tables or parts in a school play. Does memorization like that come to any of you naturally?
Not really, no. Honestly, it just takes a lot of work because you have to sit there and it's a lot of effort and dedication to be able to memorize the amount that you have to memorize to do extremely well.
It's not necessarily hard to begin with, but it gets better as you do it. The first year, I was very bad at memorizing. It took so much work just to do 8 chapters, and now I'm able, over the years, I've been able to memorize the whole thing, and it doesn't take me as long as it used to, which is really crazy. I never thought I could do what I've been doing, which is really crazy.
Let's talk about the process of Bible quizzing, the actual competition, the contest when you are there. What happens in the questions, the answers, the scoring?
An absolute increase in heart rate. just getting that first question at Nationals is the best feeling of all time. But yeah, like the competition at Family Life is great. Yeah, it's fast-paced, and you just get to hang out with friends and have a good time.
Give us an example of the questions and the answers that are a part of this. Is very different from Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune here. What kind of questions are you asked and have to answer with what you've memorized?
Typically, it's who, what, when, where, why, out of the verse, word perfect. You can change the grammar of how the question is written on the screen so that you can quote it how it's actually written in the verse.
So your answer is 1 Corinthians 6:12. You know those Bible verses. Is that unique among people your age to be able to memorize scripture that way?
That's the only teens I know, basically.
What are the benefits that you each get out of being a part of Bible quizzing?
Stronger relationships with other people you already know who are related to Bible quizzing. Scripture for life to be in your brain.
It's just a great use of my time. Like, I've always been the type of person to put a lot of my effort into one thing at a time. And I feel like quizzing is the best possible use of that time to just be in the Word that much. Even if I don't remember it word perfect 30 years from now, I can still remember that time was well spent.
Yeah, there will be something that comes up in your life 20 years from now, 40 years from now, where, ta-da, I've got a scripture that applies to my life circumstance. My guess is you don't even have to wait 20 or 40 years. That happens for you where you are in teenage. Does anybody want to tell about an experience you had where one of the scriptures that you memorized through this process has hit a meaningful time in either your life or somebody you're with?
I've been blessed to have the opportunity to speak at a few churches now for quite some time, and currently I'm going through a message series on Titus, which is what I memorized this year. To be able to have that already inside me and then to use that to encourage the congregation, this last message that I spoke on, I focused on Titus 1:9. He must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to rebuke those who contradict it. That and just encouraging everyone to hold firm to the word truth in a world full of lies and deceit and pain, because it's such a comfort to us to have that word.
You're heading off to a major tournament. Who wants to tell the story about what nationals are like, what you're looking forward to with Bible quizzing?
We could stand here all day and talk about this. But it's just fun because it strengthens your relationships even more. And it's so fun because you're on the bus for like 2 or 4 days with all your friends. It's a lot of fun. And plus, you're quizzing more. There's such fun 3 days of quizzing. I've been there once last year to St. Louis. It's just, we should get more people involved because it's really good.
Some of you are newer to this. Some of you have multiple years of experience. But my guess is that going to nationals, the hanging out with other people who have been through the same process where they are in Oregon or Arizona or whatever, do you get much time to hang out with those folks too?
Yeah, there's a lot of hangout time between the actual quizzes and in the mornings and in the evenings. There's also fun rallies that they do, and it's just a great time. You get to hang out with people, hear good messages.
Does it feel like competition? Does it feel like stress? Are you in a good mindset when you go to, whether it's something local or something where people across the nation are coming from? What's the mind game of Bible quizzing?
Two words, adrenaline pumping.
Great. Yeah. Thank you all for being with us today on Family Life.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.